Here's the IDG Global IT News Update with the latest technology news from around the world.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission officially released the country's first national broadband plan Tuesday, and one of its major goals is to bring broadband service to all U.S. residents. The FCC meeting Tuesday was a bit anticlimactic, because commission officials had conducted briefings on the major proposals in a 360-page plan in recent weeks. The FCC on Tuesday voted unanimously to approve a two-page joint statement on broadband, but did not vote on the broadband plan in its entirety. The approximately 200 recommendations in the broadband plan will need to be approved separately. Google on Tuesday began selling its Nexus One phone for AT&T's network, but only a full-price version is available, highlighting the challenges the search giant faces in trying to achieve its vision of an open mobile environment. The AT&T phone costs $529. It's not available at a discounted price with a contract. Researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology on Tuesday released research detailing how molecules in chips can self-assemble, potentially reducing manufacturing costs. The researchers have developed a technique in which polymers automatically fall into place to create an integrated circuit, said Caroline Ross, professor of materials science and engineering at MIT, and a researcher behind the technology. The researchers designed a template to cause polymers to spontaneously arrange themselves into useful patterns. A group of ad resellers for Google in China have asked the company to explain what will happen to them if Google shuts its China-based search engine, saying they've waited in incomparable pain since Google announced the possible move. Google has received a letter from the resellers and is reviewing it, a Google spokeswoman said early Wednesday. The letter, which lists 27 resellers, says their business is falling and asks how they and their customers will be compensated if Google.cn is shut down, according to a copy posted online by China State Broadcaster. And those are the top stories from the IDG Global IT News Update brought to you by the IDG News Service. I'm Sumner Lemon in Singapore. Join us again later for more news from the world of technology.